Dreamscape presents Until Hannah by Aurora Rose Reynolds. Narrated by Ruby Charisse and Nick Mondelli. Dedication. To the people in my life who bring me joy, peace, and happiness. Chapter 1. Hannah. London Air would like to give you a warm welcome to Paris, where the local time is 2 o'clock p.m. We hope you enjoyed your flight with us today, I say over the intercom as soon as the plane touches down. Please stay seated while we are taxiing, and make sure to keep your seatbelts fastened until the signs are switched off. We will be arriving at Terminal 2, and for any customers with checked luggage, you can pick it up at Carousel 5. If you're continuing on to Ibiza with us, please stay in your seat. As always, thank you for flying with London Airlines, especially our deluxe card holders. Your loyalty is hugely appreciated. I hang up the mic while people talking on their phones, and the sound of more than a few seatbelts unclicking fills the cabin as we slowly taxi toward the gate. When the plane comes to a stop, I get up and tuck my seat away, then walk to the small kitchen to put my Kindle in my purse. I take my position, waiting with a smile on my face as everyone gets up and begins to gather their things. No matter how big the plane is or how many passengers there are, it's always the same. A mad dash to see who can get ready first. Something I will forever find comical, because everyone will have to wait until the people in the rows in front of them exit.
All set? Douglas asks, stepping out of the cockpit.
All set. I smile up at him. I love Douglas, and not just because he sounds and looks like he could be part of the cast of one of my favorite shows, Game of Thrones, with his Scottish brogue, bulky frame, striking red hair, and fair, freckled complexion, but because he and his wife and kids have become like family to me. I turn my attention to the door when I hear the latch click open and smile at Maddie, one of the ground agents, when he opens and shoves it aside. Hi, Maddie.
Hey, Hannah.
He looks like he's going to say something more, but he glances over at Douglas and snaps his mouth shut. Are things ready for me to start letting people off?
Yes. He clears his throat. Ready when you are.
Awesome. I give him a reassuring smile because he looks a little nervous. Then again, if you don't know Douglas like I do, he can seem intimidating.
Yeah, awesome. He agrees, before turning around and walking off. When that lad finally works up the courage to ask you out one day, I'm going to buy him a pint.
He doesn't want to ask me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?